It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
It's Denver's best music. It's Mix 100 with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on a Thursday. I don't know if you guys heard that cue to call, but I think this dude on the line did. Is this Colby?
Yes, it is.
Colby, you were caller number 13, my friend.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah! Yeah, buddy!
Uh-huh.
Katie, tell Colby what he gets.
You get to watch the Denver Nuggets take on the LA Clippers this Saturday, Colby, in the Mix 100 suite!
Oh, that is so sweet!
Yeah, it is!
Yeah, it is. Sweet, buddy! Who are you going to take to the game? Who are you taking?
I was thinking about taking my buddy Dan.
Yeah.
Love it.
Good guy.
Yeah, Dan.
Dan's a great guy.
Dan owes you a really...
is a great guy.
Yeah, he owes you a really good Christmas present, too, because this is nice.
Very nice. Now, listen, Colby, this is our very fancy Mix 100 suite, so just take care of it, okay? Don't be crazy in there.
Oh, I won't go crazy in there. Okay. We won't go crazy. We love the Nuggets, too, so.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
All right, so you have to wear something Nuggets, a jersey, a T-shirt, and you have to be your loudest, okay?
We'll be our loudest, and 100%. We will have our jerseys on.
Attaboy. Colby, I'm going to throw you on hold. Josh is going to come back and get your information, and we'll get you hooked up with those tickets, all right? So have a blast. Have the time of your life, man.
Go Nuggets!
Oh, we will. Thank you. Go Nuggets!
Woo! Yeah, buddy. Hold on. We'll be doing that again today, so keep an ear out. We've got another pair of tickets to give away to the Mix 100 suite for the Nuggets game this Saturday. Just listen for that cue to call and be caller 13, just like Mr. Colby, and we will hook you up. Josh is going to get his information, and then we'll dive into PMI. But before we do, Katie, I know you want to talk about something called Boo Baskets,
well,
I guess?
Yeah, because it's funny. They've been around for a while now, but recently they've picked up traction with the younger kids. See, my daughter's 21, so she is past the age of going trick-or-treating, but she's asked for a Boo Basket for at least... I know. For at least the
Which is sad for a 21-year-old.
She hit me up last night. You're buying me a Boo Basket, right? Right? Like, so, seriously, like, this is the thing. So it's just kind of funny because you'd think that they would grow out of this phase.
Yeah.
She does it every single year. And not only that, but the younger kids that I know are also asking for it. Like, I was at my friend's house the other night, and the doorbell rang.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, we went to go look, and there was just a basket there. And I was like, what is this? They're like, oh, that's a Boo Basket. We just got booed.
So,
like, wait a minute. This is a thing? The younger
So this is
kids,
a good thing.
Well, it's a good thing, but more money for the parents. You know these kids didn't go out and buy this stuff. The parents bought this stuff. So now
But it's a nice gesture, right?
It is a nice gesture.
To leave a random Boo Basket on somebody's porch.
Yeah, it's a new thing, though. We didn't have to do this at Halloween when we were younger.
Let me ask you, what goes into the Boo Basket, then?
All kinds of stuff. Like little stuffed animals. We're talking hair ties. We're talking face masks.
Chapsticks.
Like, yeah.
All that
so
good stuff.
You get the candy when you go trick or treating, and then you get actual presents when you're out and about with these Boo
it's
baskets.
Like a care package.
Care package. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what
this
it
sounds
is.
Sounds like a very Cherry Creek, Lone Tree.
I know, right?
Highlands
this
Ranch.
This is a rich people thing, isn't it? But no, it's very much. Chocolate's already really expensive this year, right? Like, we're talking 80% increase for a Twix. So when you have to buy candy and get a Boo Basket, I'm just saying, maybe we
you
could
know
just
how...
X-nay on the Boo Basket A's.
Right. You know how many parents are listening right now with their kids, and the kids are like, Boo,
a Boo Basket.
They're like, Katie,
what is that?
Da, 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 da.
No, we're telling you don't need that. You're going to get enough candy this year already as it is. Wait for Christmas. That's when we get the presents, right?
They're going to be like, but Katie said.
Miss Katie on the radio said we need to get Boo Baskets.
Katie says
Mom.
She doesn't like buying her kid a Boo Basket.
Is it an actual
21.
Basket thing?
Yeah. It's a basket. You have to fill it with things. It's a process. Like,
this
then
seems,
you have to go give it to somebody.
Well, you make it sound so horrible.
Are you going to?
Kinda
you
cute.
You
kinda
have
cute.
Two young children. Are you
so
going to get them
we,
Boo Baskets?
What we do is, like, no, but we give them, like, a very special, like, candy or something, like a box, something that looks a little better than, like, a Hershey's bar or something like that. They usually get, like, some sort of very nice candy and then a $5 bill. On top of it
Ooh.
For Halloween. That's just
that's
our
really
little
sweet.
Like,
that's cool.
Happy Halloween. Here's $5 you can go do whatever you want with, and here's some fancier Sour Patch Kids. Yeah.
With inflation, is that going to be $7.50 this
nope.
year?
Or no? Still getting okay. five. Okay. They're not feeling the sting like we are, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is like a $5 bill along with a little thing of candy, that's not, that basket alone is $5, Jer.
Right,
You know?
It also sounds like, again, something that you would do if you just started dating somebody. And it's like a cute little thing, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
If you have a special someone in your life, well, that you get them a boo basket.
I'm not cute like that.
Diane just like texted that? In. She said, we used to boo here at work. It's fun and doesn't have to be overly expensive. That's where I think it is fun, like, to do it with your friends. Like, if I were to get you a boo basket, Jeremy, put a little...
Let's make it happen. What would you put in my boo basket?
I'd put some shots of Fireball in there, because, think I'd do that.
Okay.
And then I'd maybe get you some dark chocolate peanut butter cups from Trader Joe's,
not
since
mad
I already
at that.
Have some.
What else?
I don't know.
What about me, Katie?
About it, maybe.
What about me?
I would get you an Avalanche something. I'd find something that had a Colorado Avalanche something
so
on it.
So
and then maybe a retro toy for you, Jer.
I'd put socks.
Like
I'd put socks
retro.
In Jeremy's.
Socks are always good. That's
you're
always
a big sock
a solid
guy.
Pick.
Jeremy has some crazy socks.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah. And even Emily texted in and said the same thing, that boo baskets are nice for between couples. Like, I do like the idea if you're exchanging them with someone that wouldn't normally get candy. I'm just saying for the kids.
It's cute.
On top of everything else, it just seems like we get added more and more. They already have, do you know what the Switch Witch is?
Tell me now.
Oh my gosh, that's a witch that comes in and makes them take candy and then they get a toy for it. Like
the what?
There's so many things.
You know what I would put in your boo basket?
What would you put?
Adderall. we'll send you on your way this morning with a positive story, a minus story, and then something interesting for you guys to take on your drive. I got the pee. I got the P for you. It has to do with the vehicle that you're in right now. Survey here says half of Americans consider their car to be part of the family, you guys.
Did you guys name your cars?
I did not.
America's pickup, buddy.
Yeah. That you have a name for it.
It's America's pickup. And
mine's
What is yours?
Mine's Lexi 3.
Lexi 3.
What happened to 1 and 2?
Well, they've passed on.
They're in the junkyard now.
They've passed on. We've gone to car heaven, Katie.
We're trying to work on a little promotion, hopefully, for November, where we fill America's truck pickup bed. Or
shout
the
out.
Bed of it.
Yeah, to
with
the nonprofit Be the Good Ones, because they're hopefully teaming up with us, but they already do a lot of good stuff, so I just wanted to say hi to
so
them.
Just be thinking about that. We'll see if this takes off. We're going to be asking for toy donations. We'll fill up the bed of my truck, and then... donate them to families in need this holiday season. The poll found that 53% of us would hang on to our current car forever if that was an option.
Yeah, that part I
agree
with.
They love it so much.
Yeah, I love my car a lot. So if I could keep that going forever.
Whoo. I can get behind that, Jared, you I feel like you're one that keeps, you think your car is part of the family.
I do, I love my truck. I will say I'm dabbling with looking for something else right now, though.
Yeah. Cheating?
I'm starting to get the itch to get something else. So
Jared.
We'll see. It'll have to be another truck so we can fill up the bed with toys for the holidays. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens. But that's your positive. Give your car a kiss before you go to work today. I will miss you. Who's got the M?
I have the M, and this one's kind of sad. I mean, definitely
a
minus.
It is a minus,
because Sephora in the 16th Street Mall is closing.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I know. So Sunday is going to be their last day. This is
actually
a big deal.
Is that because their lipstick is $75?
It might be, but it's in Cherry Creek, so they can afford that there.
True.
You know.
True.
But Hard Rock Cafe, Banana Republic already closed, so Cherry Creek Mall's seen lot of stores shut their doors. Theft and staffing issues are attributing to it. But yeah, very sad day that Sephora in Cherry Creek, no more come Sunday.
I've been a boyfriend that's been dragged.
I've been a husband.
You're actually going to go to a different one. You're going to have to get drug even farther to a different Sephora.
Aren't those the ones in Kohl's now, too? Aren't they in Kohl's?
They have
the
them
Sephora?
In quite. Yeah. They have them in a few different department stores. But
that sucks that downtown is turning so horrible that they're having
it. It is. Well, and we know our old stations were over in that area, kind of on the outskirts, and we saw it. We saw a lot of businesses move and, you know, just have to pack up. So it's just kind of looking to be a trend and not one I necessarily like.
Sephora girl?
I like to get my mascara at Sephora and a couple things, my eyeshadow palettes like to get from Sephora. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm an Ulta guy. Ulta guy.
All right.
I like Ulta better.
What are you getting
Sephora.
At Ulta?
Nothing, man. I've just been dragged around that
store. No, there is a dude section, right?
I don't know.
There's a dude section,
Yeah, you guys have to take care of your skin, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I use Dove soap. Is that bad?
No. Maybe up your soap game, Josh.
No, it's the moisturizer. That's hydrating. I'm soft skinned.
There's better moisturizer out there. Well,
I might lose my man card, but Nicole has been going to the Bath and Body Works for my birthday and picking up man lotion for me. Like the musky scents. There's like a whiskey barrel scent.
Oh, the whiskey barrel. That one smells really good.
Keep your hands off you, eh? Ashtray.
No, I'm joking. Oil slick. But
like
no,
a garage.
Gasoline.
Yeah, right. Oh, new tires.
Hey, but I would get that one.
Yeah, but she gets me three bottles of this lotion for like birthdays and Christmases and stuff. I absolutely love it.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Some of the best lotion. I'm on my lotion journey right now.
Oh my gosh, I'm so smooth.
How's that going?
But it smells so good.
He's
so
having a good time.
Yeah, right?
Anyway, I love their lotion.
Lotion journey. That sounds fun.
Josh, you have the eye. The interesting.
I have the interesting. You guys ever heard of ghost marriage?
No.
Well, my wife lays there like a corpse sometimes.
Oh, no.
My goodness.
We already know you're in trouble when you get home today.
Unless I put on that. Sleeping on the couch, buddy.
Unless I put on that musky lotion.
And he tries to save it. Nope.
Well, ghost marriage is an actual thing, you guys. It's called posthumous marriage, and it's getting married.
What's
after
it called?
You're dead. Posthumous marriage.
Humus.
Posthumous.
Posthumous.
You guys say posthumous or posthumous?
I say posthumous.
Posthumous
marriage.
I don't say either one of those.
It's also known as necrogamy. Necrogamy. I'm not quite sure.
It's like necrophilia.
Necrogamy. Yeah, it is. It is. So it's a marriage again where at least one of the people in the couple is dead.
What?
And it is not allowed in a lot of places, but it is
I would hope so.
Right?
It's legal. You guys, it is completely legal in a few countries, including France, China, India, Japan, and Africa. So
you can marry a dead person.
You can marry a dead... If you fell in love with someone and they have passed on to the other side of the rainbow,
you
can marry them.
And I saw in France that this kind of started because soldiers, when they would pass away when they were fighting and they wanted to marry... You know, the woman wanted to marry that soldier, you know, in her lifetime. So this started back then during war times.
I was like, way to make something creepy beautiful.
Then they kept it going after that. People were like, I don't want to give up my marrying, you know, people who have passed on. So it turned into something else. But in the beginning, that's how it started.
Now, does the corpse have to be there at the ceremony?
I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, what dead celeb would you want to marry?
Oh, yeah. Was it Brittany Murphy?
Oh, yeah.
Brittany Murphy. I always found very attractive.
Very pretty, yeah.
Okay,
well,
I'll marry her.
And do that. Go to Africa and do that.
Do you take this ring? And she just... Brittany.
Hello?
Brittany.
This is your time to talk.
Britt, your turn.
Your turn.
Now you say words.
How about you? Who are you picking?
You're up.
I don't know. I would probably... like a young Carrie Fisher. I liked her in Star Wars.
Oh, that's solid.
I liked her in Star Wars. She was kind of
That's
my...
a good one.
Golden Bikini, yeah, liked it.
Solid.
Yeah. Katie?
I'd probably, you know, Heath Ledger was always really, really handsome to me.
Gosh.
Yeah, I think it's I'd really have good. To ask
I want
to
change
my
answer.
He might say yes now, too.
Yeah.
I feel so uncomfortable with this entire conversation.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.